More on Ukraine. One would think humans would realize they only have a short time on Earth and they should make the best of it and live in peace and try to enjoy the time they have, but there are always those who feel they want power over others for different reasons and don't seem to realize they can't take it with them. One of the things I always wondered about is those people who want to build a legacy for after they are dead. Why would anyone want to worry about something like that? They won't be here to enjoy it. Sometimes they seem to want to pass it along to their children, but many times this is not the case. They just want to be remembered. Is this the case with Putin? Does he just want to be remembered as a great man, because his time has passed and if he is remembered at all it will be as a butcher? He thought he had a sure thing in his invasion of Ukraine and as things began to fall apart, he recruited foreign fighters. Because not only were the number of troops he had turned out to be insufficient for the invasion, the Russian dead were mounting up and he wanted to hide that fact. Again, there is talk about cremation trucks which have been brought in and the thought is he is cremating some of the Russian soldiers who were killed to cut down on what the Russian people know. It is being said the number of Russians killed is incredible for this invasion, which had the Russians outnumbering the Ukrainian army about 6-to-1 but outmatching them in equipment by tens of times over. We were taught to fear the Russian army and told it was one of the best in the world. This has been proven to be far from the truth. While the army is not looking very efficient, a contributing factor might be the individual soldiers themselves. They may not have a taste for the savagery against the people in Ukraine, especially to people in a country which used to be part of the Soviet Union. It seems to me it would be similar if we invaded Canada and that country was never even part of the United States. They say you can always tell a person by the friends he keeps. Let's look at the countries which Russia is friendly with. These are the countries who came out with unqualified backing of Russia after the invasion. Syria, Belarus, Eritrea, North Korea, Cuba and Venezuela. Even China didn't go that far, but it has abstained from the votes in the UN to punish Russia. India has made a deal to buy Russian oil at a discount. The Indian finance minister has asked the question according to an article about the deal, if the fuel is available at a discount, why shouldn't I buy it? How could anyone not know the answer to that question with all the slaughter going on in the Ukraine by the Russians? The entire Western world is looking to the United States to help Ukraine, not so much by direct interference, but by helping to supply them with needed weapons and supplies. When the Russians were in Afghanistan, we helped drive them out by supplying ground-to-air handheld missiles. This is one of the areas the Ukrainian army needs more of. They have done an incredible job with the weapons they have and most people who are knowledgeable in these things feel they could even win the war if they had enough supplies and weapons. Yesterday, a chemical holding tank was blown up. It contained nitric acid and caused a cloud of this terrible stuff to float over the land. These fumes could blind people. The President of the United States said he is considering whether or not this is a chemical attack. Remember, he said he drew the line at a chemical attack. As of the writing of this article, he has made no decision. I personally do not think he will do anything given his track record. The Ukrainians have some incredible soldiers. I was reading about a female college student who joined the Ukrainian army and got so good with a missile launcher, she was able to shoot down two fighter jets and a helicopter. I don't know how many aircraft the Russians are losing. But I have seen many photos of destroyed planes and hundreds of tanks and trucks. This certainly cannot be good for Russian morale. Some are hoping the Russian army will revolt, but it doesn't seem there is much of a chance of that happening. The Ukrainians have managed to kill what is believed to be 7 of their generals so far. There has also been reports of a Russian army unit executing their commanding officer. It is hard to tell during wartime what is true and what is not true. Each side wants to show they are doing incredible things to the other side and I understand this, but it certainly looks like the Ukrainians are performing more like the 300 Spartans against the Persians. The loss to the civilian side is so horrible it goes beyond belief. When we think of the Russians, I don't think any of us thought they were equivalent to the Nazis, but they seem to be just as bad. Ukrainian civilian bodies have been found with their hands tied behind their backs. These bodies show signs of torture and of being murdered. To me, this has shown the true nature of Putin. No matter what he feels was a reason to invade the Ukraine, nothing can serve as a reason for committing these atrocities. He is just as bad as the Nazis the old Soviet Union fought. We have to remember the Soviets were on the side of the Nazis in World War II until the Nazis invaded them. This should have told us something. We had already seen the brutality of the Russians in their invasions. In Syria, they started to use poison gas and the bombing of civilians. In 2008, the Russians launched a brutal war against the tiny country of Georgia. Georgia had been a former part of the Soviet Union, but this didn't stop the Russians from brutalizing a country of less than 4 million people and killing many of the civilian population. They seem to have the same modus operandi when they attack a country. They terrorize the civilians by killing many of them. One wouldn't think a modern Western country would stoop to this.